Hello and welcome to a very short episode of What She Did Next. I'm your host, Jackie Uwe, and I'm pleased to let you know that we will be bringing you some new episodes soon. We took a little break from the podcast over the summer because in very exciting news, we were launching our brand new Career Change Kickstarter course. You might have heard me referring to the course in some of the recent podcast episodes, but this is something that I've been working on for the past year or more at this stage. I've made two career changes myself in my 30s and my 40s, and I found it really hard to know where to go for information and support. You know, things like career coaching felt a little bit out of reach financially, and I really just wanted to know how other women were doing it, how to make the right decisions, and what else I could even do. So having interviewed dozens of women about their career changes over these past few years, it really inspired me to dive deep into the career change research, to marry up my own experiences and what I've learned from interviewing and mentoring other women with what the research shows are the really practical and successful ways to change your career. And when I'm talking about changing careers, you know, this doesn't have to mean a complete reinvention. For some of us, it might just be a change in the way we work. You know, maybe you're looking for more freedom or flexibility. Maybe it's about moving to a different industry that feels a bit more aligned with who you are now. And yes, for some people, it's a bigger reinvention. But knowing where to begin with all of this can be one of the trickiest parts. So that's really what the Career Change Kickstarter course is all about. There's a ton of foundational work in there to help you get really clear on who you are and what you want and what you have to offer before we move into the really practical strategies to explore your career interests and create a plan for your next chapter. So having run the course over the summer break, it was really great to get feedback from our first group of 10 women. I do keep the courses small because I want to be able to provide that personalized support to people. You know, as well as the video modules and the workbooks that you can download, all of which can be done in your own time. You are invited to join our live Zoom calls, which are really an opportunity for you to come along and ask any questions you like, maybe share how you're going with the course or, you know, any challenges you're coming up against. I know for some people, the idea of joining a Zoom call might seem a bit daunting, but that's actually turned out to be one of the most popular parts of the course. So yeah, I think if you're looking for some learning, some support, and potentially some connection with other women, you'll really enjoy this course. So we are running the course again in April. It's coming up very soon. We do have a few spots left for that. So if you'd like to join us, you can go to the website, whatshedidnext.com.au, and you'll find a wait list and some information on the Our Courses page. If you happen to be listening to this after April, you can also go to that same page and add your name to the waitlist and you'll be notified about our next course dates. So that is what's been keeping me busy this last little while. But we do, as I said, have some more podcast episodes coming soon. So sit tight and we will be back in your ears soon.